Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening, folks. I'm Lila here with Dean Bell. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Dwayne, a great writer. We will also be discussing the reading. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them. Also joining us tonight will be Tim Pinon from Grants Pass. Well, welcome, Tim. I'm awfully glad you're here. You always add so much to our program. I'll start reading now. I work with all types of individuals with my humanitarian projects. Some of them are serious, and I'd like to hear what they see about what I'm doing. I have introduced them to Rivazar, Paul, and Yuval. The boys and they have come right in to these people's awareness as they introduce themselves. As I would talk with them, they would relay what Rivazar or Paul was saying or confirm a real side experience that I had. I always listen and learn as I hear what others have to say because they have their own views. And it's fun that way. My friend, Miss Kay, who is a seer, is one who saw the five waves, which I wrote about in The Adventures of Rivazar Tars. When I was going through my ordeals from 2003 to 2006, I would call Miss Kay all the time, as I lost my confidence for a while. And she would tell me the boys are helping me back on track. Paul told her I should have died from the wave. I saw in my dream visions because I was really knocked for a loop and for years. When she wasn't around, I would talk to others I knew. One of the gals was an American who lived in Puerto Rico. When I got to know her better, I asked her one day how she saw me. She said she saw me as a shaft of light, and the impressions came to her of Messiah. What she was really seeing was the rod of power and the new man of the future. Her terminology was her own according to what she knew. I respected a person that has mastered their abilities and is into the adventure of life. Most of the psychics that work in the field mainly stay with their personal areas of human love and relationships. And so their awareness is mainly of astral worlds and realms, and basically no further. To them, spiritual means not something that is good and has to do with a God. And so here again is a confirmation of where the idea of spiritual lies for most. I am presenting a real education concerning the various levels of life beyond the limited concepts of the social order. And to do so, I must provide an endless amount of comparisons for everyone to possibly finally get a small portion of what I am delivering. Some who do dream interpretations usually see the surface meaning or medical approach and the psychic analysis. For the most part, a lot of dead imagery can be involved, a as I gave the example earlier of the woman in the watery graveyard. The average person might interpret it as possibly her visiting her relatives, or that she may be going there soon, and a host of others, one-dimensional views, which can also be valid, as there are many sides to anything. If a person just looks at the pieces instead of the whole, then they will get a valid interpretation, but not the entirety of what life really is. When one has the ability to perceive from the real awareness, then they can see the overall situation, and they are not limited to just pieces. I know that most will disagree with my view because they lack the real experience, even though they may be highly educated. Their education is from this one-dimensional level only. This is where the real guys are not concerned with the opinions and attitudes of humans, because they know exactly how humans have been indoctrinated with belief and superstition. Even though from the personal view, they will band together and form agreements to what works for them. As it all looks so good from the personal self, all that is said and done here will soon go through their own transformation unless a person has, the real guidance and the real guide with them. Do you have any comments?
Sure. We have these words given to us in these new books, and then we try to understand what they mean or give us an idea of a reference of what's being given to help us realize our real awareness. It's like we think we see with our eyes, but it's kind of like we're pretty blind to our real selves. Maybe like a kitten with its eyes closed and it needs, it might be stuck together a bit, and its mother would lick the kitten's eyes lids and stuff to get it unstuck so we can open them and get to see.
I remember that when I was in the corporation, the old name for his Eckencar, there used to be a time, this is during Darwin's time, where a lot of the Eckes went to a certain psychic. His name was Dale Schnook. He was really popular with the Eckes. And this was early on in Darwin's appointed time, just after Paul translated. After Harry got in, this was not looked upon very well at all anymore, of the psychic going to psychics. And so it was pretty much stopped. But during that time, it was kind of interesting. And I noticed here with Lila's reading, Duane still uses psychics sometimes to get more views. He appreciates another view, and these psychics can see into the other level, so they have to a certain point, usually. So, but they do, and if they do see Paul and Rebazar there with Duane, then it validates their ability he usually tests them, and if they don't see Paul or Reb Lazar or any of the real guides, then he's a little bit more skeptical because they're always around him. But the idea is to get another view on things, because there's so many views, and it really helps the person to be more objective. Because we get in our personal self when we are basically one view, but if we have others assisting us that we can so-called trust, then it gives us another opportunity, another option sometimes to see a bigger picture of things. So he did mention Miss K here in the book, and he's still friends with her. They do talk sometimes still. He doesn't really utilize her for what he's doing now that much, because each of these psychics, they have their own personal self too. And in her case, she has a view. She has a personal view, and she's a little bit touchy. So if you say the wrong thing, something, say anti-Trump, she can have a blowout, and it can be over with. So he's kind of walking lightly with her. And each psychic has their own peculiarities about them and what they can see. So it is for a person to decide for themselves whether they want to use a psychic or not to get another view. But again, there's the dime store psychic where you just call on the phone for, you get a free 5-minute reading, and then then you pay for it if you like them or not. But I would say that's a good test. If you ever see a psychic, see if they can tell them that you have your own guides. They sometimes have guides too. So you have your guides, Reb Lazar, Paul, Yabel. Can you see them? And if they can, then it's a go, I would say. see what you can gain from the experience there.
Yeah, that's very good. Seems to me when I was going through that phase too of a psychic, my friends, the Ouija board, and we were kind of afraid of the Ouija board, but they bring in some fellow that or gal that could really see what was going on, and you wonder, if once you pass over, they're just people again. But they were all in awe of what that person was saying. But it seemed to me, if they're just people, over there, they can see what's going on and what's coming up. But it's of little importance. So, as far as I was concerned, that didn't hold my interest very much. People just, it's just people over there. And, they can look around the corner and see what's going on. But that just doesn't hold any water. So I would say,
you cut out. I can't hear you. Are you there? Are you on mute, Lila? I can't hear anything. Hmm. Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can't hear anything. I still can't hear anything.
Okay, Tim, hello.
Hi, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know why her phone doesn't work. My phone works sometimes, sometimes it doesn't. So I am on my phone right now, and we'll just continue. So,
yeah, it's working.
Okay.
I would say parenting is one of the hardest jobs a person can do. And over the years, I have really learned and gained a lot of respect for moms who take the most time with their children and are there for them 24/7. Everyone wants the best for their child, and with the way the world is today, it truly is a lot harder to raise children and keep them in line for their own safety. I really do respect those people that have chosen homeschooling for their children, because the rep systems do not like people to be independent of them and discover their institutional shortcomings. Everyone should have a choice in their life and not be fear-driven and intimidated into doing otherwise. I've met homeschool children, and they're very open and aware, and they do not hang around with nothing to do like the normally educated sometimes do. I know a couple that have a daughter and how she was raised according to the basic standards. But what happened as time went on and the daughter became older? The mother smothered her with whatever she wanted, and so it set into motion her pleasure principle of being dependent and getting whatever she wanted from her mother. Well, the dad wanted the daughter to be independent and self-sufficient. The daughter is now 27, and she's still working all the time. The me attitude that we're allowed to furnish. This is a common scenario and is neither right nor wrong, but that of choices made from all sides of those concerned. All of us usually do grow out of the rather sided spot of self-interest, only except for those who become politicians. The complex dream has two basic parts, which are the surface meanings and the hidden meanings. This is where the real truth lies. Unseen like a shadow in the night, because the real guys, who they are, they have a super independent depth of perception of all the levels of life and see what is taking place on the real side, way more so than what any human can consider. This is the reason the beings of the is works in the background, as what they are providing is far too much for humans to comprehend. As what they are proving is far too daughter recently, where I was sitting in a chair right behind where she was sitting. I sat silently and just watched as she was talking with others. Then at some point she turned and said, "You have done more for me, Dad, than anyone." Then she stood up and came and sat next to me as I put my arm around her. Then she asked me what she should do with her life now. I replied, "Just live your life and take some walks once in a while and enjoy your surroundings and watch nature as nature plays." It was a heartwarming experience for me because my daughter does not like her attitude. The real guides not only see the aura of a person and what needs adjustment, but they work directly with the real awareness of the individual to grant them experiences in the higher levels that cannot be had here. The real guides and their fun educational techniques far surpass that of even the greatest of universities on the earth. When a dream is looked at, unless it's very straightforward, it may be evaluated for its least value, because most people do not know what real value is.
The great adventure of life is to explore what very few will, because those who do will always come through as a winner. Animals and primitive people basically have no sensor for them to deal with in their dream vision. The reason for this is how they have been raised. So they basically have no conscience. The old saying of let your conscience be your guide can be a haphazard idea. If a person has been trained to kill everything in sight, then their conscience would be devastatingly cruel. And so again, what society deems to be endearing is sometimes a lot of adult silliness as usual. Any sense of moral laws and obligations, as with all the social orders, does not exist for animals and primitive people. And so, it only makes sense. They have not developed any moral principle within themselves. As such, their dream visions will come to them more in a straightforward fashion while they have a body here. If one were to investigate the survival tactics of the primitive person, they would see and recognize they are on a higher survival scale than any civilized person. These people usually use their intuitive nature as opposed to their developed intellect. If Dr. Phil were put in the wilderness, I wonder how well he would do as he tried to intellectually communicate with nature and the animals and how they live. I'm sure he would probably try and talk them out of their way of living into a situation somewhere in the city limits. There was a time when humans were able to communicate with nature, and what we have come to know as nature spirits. Tinkerbell and Peter Pan are come to know as nature spirits. Tinkerbell and Peter Pan are far from any truth of today, but in their time, they were around for those who were trusted by the fairy people. Because of how humans have proven themselves to be, the nature beings are in no way interested in most adults. But they will come to some children. Real life, not what is seen here as we view the created outer surface of circumstances, has the greatest potential of all for each of us. It is a clean and clear endless of wondrous possibilities. Then again, if a person wants to stay cool with the times, they for sure will be satisfied with their human life only. The human ego and the will it has, no matter what, always ends up in the same spot. The restrictive laws and commandments that have been so miraculously created by the stroke of a pen, divine intervention, or the convivialness of the small and minute minds of man have flabbergasted the onlooking public for centuries. The rules and regulations of the authoritarians have become such that many people have become obsessed over what others have created, as they have made themselves into hardened rule lovers. threat system are the best example of hardened rule lovers, as they continually manufacture their clever little laws to purposely suppress people into an intimidating submission. They make the rules and laws and then keep a steadfast eye for those who will for sure break them. The policeman behind the billboard is a scene we have all experienced. All rules, regulations, commandments, the legal system, and so on are contrived under the direction of the gods of man and their subordinates on the earth. The rule makers and their inadequate formal or control is based upon a justification of the out of control ego and the pleasure principle. Because most humans like to act out their stupidity more so than they like being more aware. The rep systems are having the time of their lives, always thinking up new ways to do people in. The funny thing is, most people do wholeheartedly agree to all their rhetoric nonsense. Not only do the taxpayers pay the rep systems and their salaries, people are also fined by these same people, with all the intermingling of ideas and emotions. It's not hard to see why reincarnation is a way of life here. And that's a good place to ask. Any ideas here?
It seems like about the homeschooling, seems so important to have the new homeschooling for the children, to have the become aware of the real guides and get real education about what life's all about. It seems like I'd wish that if I was a baby that I'd be able to have the new homeschool stuff to grow up with. That would seem like that would change the awareness of all the people growing up if they had the new homeschool.
It sure would. It's those years are important in terms of programming an individual so they get it in their subconscious as well as their conscious minds, you know, and that connection, that important connection to the isness. And the parents can help with that. They can even introduce the new you, and we hear kids singing the new you on YouTube. And some like Mary Duffy's kids and some of the kids we've had on, Kelsey's friends, that have sung the new you. They're just little guys and girls. They're happy and they're fun with it. And it just penetrates and helps them even at that age to get that connection. And then they have a head start. You know, they have an advantage in this world that it's so hard already, but at least they have that to survival mechanism, really, on even deeper levels than the physical. But if you got that connection, boy, you're in better shape than a lot of other people.
Yeah, they're very fortunate for sure in that way, but they're not going to fit into society. It wouldn't seem like, because they'd have a different awareness about life.
Yeah, they've got again, the parents, that's where the parents could come in and kind of help them coordinate that part of their social lives, because they really can't be real like the indigenous or the animals. They kind of have to play the game when they have to. But behind it all, they have the awareness. But in the meantime, sometimes you got to play the game to get by.
They'd have a big comparison, all right, but with the influences of the masses to have to deal with.
Game. That seems where the children like to do that, you know. Once they have that understanding and the perception of the real guides and the real truth, I think they're in better shape to make better choices and make their life more productive.
If we had more kids in the new school, homeschool, and generally, the situation with Dwayne's daughter could have turned out differently, because when she got to be 12, 13 years old, and she started running around with her friends, and they influenced her, and then she said, "Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to go into the real side and have those experiences anymore. I want to be with my friends." Basically, she said that. So if there were more kids around that were doing this, that were more adventuring and going in the real side and being okay with it and continuing on, they would encourage each other and support each other.
Friendship seems to me that's pretty darn important.
Just like what we have here with what we're doing with each other, support each other.
But for the most part, man's experience here becomes a constant warfare with his own center, as the rift systems have laid down all the shadow knots to all who will listen. Many want to believe what their belief system has told them is true, and that their appointed savior died for them so they could be saved from themselves. This has been a huge angle of marketing ploy by a certain few and their invented systems to get people to support their takeover. Jesus was simply a presentation as an example. When he gave his Sermon on the Mount, he became a competitive threat to the belief system of his time and was purposely set up and taken down by the same system that today exalts him as their savior. He wrote nothing, advocated nothing, yet today we have a huge conglomeration of ideas and writing, which he had nothing to do with. What this world is experiencing is marketing ploy at its finest. I am sure it is so that many people would seem to think they really do need a belief system to look to. But the opposite is true, because of what the intent of the existing systems are really based upon. Here again is where a person's dream vision will prove what is taking place with those who influence and control the majority of people here. Each person has a free will to choose what their life will be, even in desperation. The choice is always theirs to have. The rough systems have used the brutality of the few to harness all the qualities of the many. The courtrooms are full of unlawful, who now seem to have more rights than the honest working system. The answer is so simple and right in front of all of us. The courts, police, the United States, and all agencies are private corporations doing business. The ethics of modern living has been washed away for a lifestyle of conquering those who are easy targets and to get what they have worked hard for. Years ago, I was a private placement, which I had invested in. As the company began to make a lot of money, one of the well-known agencies came in and shut the operations down and put a receiver all over the transactions and profit. Instead of insisting the receiver, he began to sell off the properties because he knew it would take time to do so, as he was being paid approximately $250,000 an hour every day, along with his close friends and associates. I actually obtained a huge loan to pay back the original investors, and this action was proposed twice, but the receiver, in front of the shareholders, lied to them and said there was no offer made. To this day, the receiver is still milking the remainder of the funds until they're gone. Here is an example of a totally distorted rule lover and conniver who purposely takes advantage of others and uses the system to do it. His karmic debt will be huge, as Rebazar and Paul have already shown me. His approximate lifetime is to pay everyone back, and that's if he sticks to doing it. At least 25 lifetimes of not so happy of an experience or memories. So much for the legal system that has taught its people to stay unaware and I'm always like a kid at heart with what I know and especially who I know. The money will come and go, but the greatest love and assurance is with me all the time. The real guides and the is. My experience as I'm writing this book is with Paul and Rebazar guiding me along as they make those funny little appearances. When I am pressing on the computer keys, I see Paul's light radiating as I bring about an idea to express. Rebazar stands by to remind me of an experience we've had together that relates to what I'm writing. I usually write for several hours and then go ride my beach cruiser along the beach and consider what I will be writing next. Each new book that I have written gets better than the last one. It is a great privilege and honor to be able to dedicate my entire life to presenting all that I have learned. I get all my inspiration directly from the is. All I see are universes of light and the real God standing with me in the most secret of positions. The unknown level of the all is pure. Will ever get here and see reality as it is until they have the heart to do so. unknown level of the all is few will ever get here to see the reality as it is until they have the heart to do so. That's pretty important. You've got to have the heart to do this. You really do. The sensor must, you might say, obey what it has been instructed to do. And so the unconscious mind, which can be a connection to the Kalum God and his subordinates, or the real guides of the universal guides, whichever will try to sneak across the experience and information of each disguise, is to contact the conscious mind, because the conditioning of the conscious mind is such, it will, for the most part, not pay any attention to what is being relayed. It is mainly a mechanical thing in nature. This is why the rep systems do not teach about dreams and visions, nor accept them as anything of being valid, because when people discover their real abilities, they no longer need to be in fear of and intimidated ever again by the small minds who have made all the rules to be condemned by. The sensor has committed itself to certain obligations from its training, such as love and honor. And as an example, if two people who are together have bitter quarrels and upsetting arguments, they may have dreams of one killing the other, because the imagination can run like a wild beast and conjure up all kinds of things, which affects the unconscious mind. And so, with the moral obligation of the sensor being what it is, will not let the experience come through to the personal self. And so, as a sensor cleverly distorts the information from the subconscious, and the personal self is left unknowingly what really took place from their own actions. Because most people are not at all objective about themselves. It is not really about the drama that each of us has to deal with, but the real important part is the understanding of how the actions of our personal mind, will, mind, and imagination work and then show us results. This is cause and effect in action. This is where the real secret lies, which is not understood on the surface. And so, therapy proposed by the experts is sometimes a waste of time, because they really do not know what's taking place in the individual from their real awareness. A person's dream visions make up a greater portion of one's life and are very important and should be continuously looked at. The Indians were great observers of their dreams, and they would judge a person by the dreams that one had. When I was an Indian in past lives, our dream visions always meant so much, because there were no schools to be educated by and accepted. Each one of us carried with us and nature that is all around us. There was always plenty of time to discuss our dreams and visions. Ribazar and the other real guides with me in the past, while I was being trained for what I'm doing now, in one book, from then to now, I tell the experiences I had before this life. Paul did the same with a book he wrote where he was a scout. The early days of this nation were a lot simpler and more natural. During my past life, Revisor showed me some of the future I am in now. When I really didn't understand then, because I have no comparison. A lot was being said there.
I see cause and effect as, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it creates time, because if there's a cause, there's an effect to it, and that's the whole idea with the creation worlds. So it's kind of all three of those, cause, effect, and time, because it manifests sooner or later, the effect, whether this lifetime or another lifetime. And as it relates to the real universes, there is no time, there is no cause and effect, and that's one of the differences. There's just an isness that it just is. There's none of this motion, you could say. There's no movement, just an isness. So there's movement in creation worlds, matter, energy, space, and time, the mess, the universe. All those are basically manifestations of a certain sort. But in the isness, life is, that's just a view that, you know, or recognition. And that's what we're pointing at here. That's where the adventure lies, to have this recognition of this tremendous reality.
The mechanism of dreams usually uses absurd action and demonstration to make a point and provide a lesson. Something very exaggerated to get our attention, even if it's scary. The real guides do this all the time to me. But what is really taking place is the language from other levels, which is not always the same as here. It's like going to another country where people speak their own tongue. As a new onlooker tries to understand, one cannot expect the higher levels of life to be just like here, or we would surely be in trouble. There is a great refinement in the different levels beyond the physical realm. And so anyone who wants to experience the various heavens and the real universe must first be prepared to meet the situations they will encounter. The repetitions use the idea of good and bad. If a person is good, according to the officialness, and has their blessings, then things look very promising, as they may be going to their appointed heaven. But if a person is bad, according to those who rule, then the situation does not look good at all, and it would seem the person will be going to their hell. What if a person wants nothing to do with the intimidation and cruelty of the church and just lives their life according to their natural surroundings? Here again, you have human judgment of those who want to control others, deciding that if a person is not a believer in a certain system, then they are condemned, which is a fallacy. As one enters the real universes and experiences illusion. Good and bad ideas are the two options. Most people think it is all that they have to go by because of the judgmental way the belief systems weave their will upon people. Even they will not fess up to what their own scriptures say about the many mansions, which are actually references to the various levels. Not one heaven, but many heavens, which are not controlled by any system or agency of the earth. But of course, they have no real experience, so they can never see the answer to the question. As society has flourished, and we have all come to this present time of events, so has the stress of what has been created. Today, never before, is the big deal making and what it entails. With the internet and all its uses we have now, it's a new world to explore and utilize. But the internet is mechanically driven and can vanish in the twinkling of an eye if the power is cut off suddenly. With our fast-paced lifestyle and the do-it-now attitude, society continues to drive itself ever so much faster to get to the next thrill. By doing so, tempers flare and mount with a lot of unnecessary misunderstanding, along with many misconceptions that appear because people are driven to get ahead. The idea of getting ahead is of a particular nature. There are many ways to approach this as a person wants to survive the best they can here. And the getting ahead means something as an example for the place a person is working at. Many times this is where the person is actually part of the takeover. This is why many government agencies do to their hired people. They drive them with the ideas of loyalty and patriotism to the supposed cause of protecting the country that they're in, when in fact, a person becomes part of the hidden agenda of those in control. Each of us is a unique individual. This is real. When one finally gets to the top of the mountain of life, they can now see what has been going on all along, while a part of themselves, the indoctrinated mind and emotions, was caught up with all that has been created to look justifiable and reasonable. This is why reason and logic have no place in real life, because these created ideas only seem to work with all the phenomena that has been put into place, but only for a short span. Then they take their place with the dust from which they came. We are sure duped, I'll tell you. We have to be aware of what's going on in our world. They put these laws out and they make them sound so good. They're gonna do all this good stuff for you to catch the criminals, and they're gonna take pictures of you. But behind that, they know where you are and they see what you're doing, and you're the good guys. So you just have to be aware of what the heck is happening to our world. any type of lifestyle can be created in the lower realm, and the American Indian and most of the primitive people, those who are labeled as third world countries and cultures, have proven this for the longest time. Here is where the idea of others being of a savage nature becomes a huge prejudice. As the American Indians have experienced in this country and later on the African Americans, the world controllers have purposely driven a distorted psychological prejudice into the emotional and subconscious bodies of the masses. As this then becomes a part of getting others to cooperate with their takeovers, each one of us can decide whatever we want to and change our way of thinking. And the interpretation of what we have been conditioned with. But for many, this then becomes scary and unacceptable to others. This is the same situation the real guides have to contend with all the time, as they provide something wonderful. Yet when a person is so lodged into their social behavior, they're afraid to explore beyond the boundaries they have always accepted and set for themselves. I constantly get emails from people who are so locked into their literal sense that they can only quote what someone has written, even without them having any real experiences of their own. Written and spoken words are merely a reference to something, not always a true fact. So that brings us to 9 o'clock. We can certainly end this. Do you have any final words or ideas on this?
Well, you read this. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I was just going to say how important these words are that Duane has put out in books and on the Skype group get-togethers and on this new technology, because this stuff that we're reading and trying to understand, or it seems like even these lords of karma and everything in these psych realms is just control of everything that everybody does. It seems like we've been so influenced by the ones that have the power, the strength, or the ability to influence our minds, how we think about life. It's just pretty amazing, the whole experience.
And then, Lila, you read, live your life according to your natural surroundings. And this makes a lot of sense, because then you don't need the trappings of society, as we're led to believe. And one of those trappings is belief. We're conditioned to think that we need to believe in something. Do you believe in God? Well, you don't believe in God. You're you get labeled a certain way. So closer we live with nature and the all-natural environment, the less we need of these things like that, like beliefs and faith and hope. It's just more about survival and just being real with what we have to contend with wherever we are. Here in society, the way it's set up, that there's what we have to contend with is this, the stress and the agitation and all these things that are purposely set up for us to be controlled by, and then it just becomes distorted. The whole living lifestyle becomes distorted. So again, live your life according to your natural surroundings. And what that could mean is, like what we're doing here, is to establish your own position. You don't have to agree to their model. Establish your own position. Create your own position. That takes some doing, but when you sing the new you, you start losing the tap lines that you have with our agreements to these things, and then you can establish your own position. And then ultimately your positioning with the isness, what Dwayne calls the UP, universal positioning. That's where we have that total freedom, which is total love.
Yes, stress just seems to be everywhere. They're shutting down businesses, taking away the animals that were around us, because we have to be there. New things are, new buildings, new things. It's quite challenging to be natural and to live your natural life close to nature, which is the really real you. That's where you really are, is in your natural person. And to be quiet then and get in into singing that new you. You. That's very calming and centering. You can keep that in your mind all the time. You'll find things do slip away and you do perceive a greater you and what is going on, and you become stronger. So these are the challenges. It's tough here. It seems like every time you turn around, there's a new law, a new, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Don't you see this? People don't believe what you're, or don't want to believe. They're old ways, tradition and everything. The new way of living is now. Anyway, that's a good thought for us tonight. Let's all sing the new you and go to sleep with happy thoughts and knowing that we are one with our own natural self.
New you.
Thank you, everyone. And have.
Yep, thanks. Bye, Linda. We'll see you. Good night.
Good night.
Happy dreams. Good night. Happy dreams.
Yes.